Leading up to the Gates coverage of the 2007 Toronto National Film Festival, we've got archives from the 2006 Toronto National Film Festival. Included there, we've got an interview with John Waters for his film This Filthy World, and following that is clips from the Dixie Chicks press conference for their film Shut Up and Sing. So stay tuned for that, and check back with the Gates soon for more coverage, including new audio samples and interviews from the 2007 Film Fest.
Yeah, I've been here a lot of times. I was here for Pecker. I think I've been here for a lot of movies. This festival gets bigger and bigger every year. It's eating them up alive everywhere.
How do you find the environment for the film festival?
Well, it's a great one. It's like, it's, you know, this is where you establish the next movies that are going to be taken seriously and do well for the next year in America. And the ones that are going to win the prizes, the ones that are going to be respected, and the ones that have the most... that are the most critic dependent in a way. You know, we don't have any movies here that doesn't matter what the critics say. It doesn't. These are the movies that are, you know, they spent money to try and really make really good movies. And same amount of success and failure is everywhere.
But I think for your films, I mean, I think it's a really important vehicle, isn't it? With the fact that, I mean, it's a great vehicle for artistic films.
I guess, but you know, Canada's a tough market sometimes. I have like a thing I saved and I tried to turn it into an art piece. Well, you know where you get your box office reports when it breaks into every theater every day, and I have one where nobody came for three nights in a row in Canada. And I blew it up. Like, it says zero. It was either Cecil B. DeMille. I remember, it doesn't matter which one.
For 3 days?
Yeah, for 3 days, no one came. And I'm trying to picture the people in the theater, but... well, looks like another strikeout. Did they have to stay till the second show and find out? No one came. So I've blown this up. I have it, like, isolated. I'm trying to do a big art project on those three terrible worst nights of my life in Canada.
I'd like to actually buy that art project. That's a fantastic one. That's brilliant.
I mean, it is really a hard market.
It is a hard market for American comedy. Maybe it's a hard market. At least in that town it was, I'm telling you. They really hated it. I prefer to see what the local review must have been. Really negative.
He's talking about, by the way, this is New York he's talking about.
No, I'm talking about...
The local review was a bomb threat.
Yeah, it was, yeah. Well, bomb threat, my audience, that would be understandable. They'd go if there was a bomb threat, my audience.
Well, I mean, there's such a factor of risk with any kind of film like yours. I mean,
any movie's a risk.
Well, true enough. But I think it's a good thing that your films are risky. I mean, I think it's like a testament to what they're trying to say.
Unsafe cinema.
Has it been difficult?
It's always difficult. Yeah, I mean, I never know who's going to make my next movie, but difficult. Somehow I get them made. It's all difficult, or everybody in the world would make films.
Yes,
it was difficult. Yeah.
Also, when people complain about show business, it's like, at what point someone say, it's a breeze. Come on aboard.
Yeah, right.
We're waiting
for
you.
It's the easiest thing.
Easiest thing
in the world. Pays well. You don't have to do anything, really, to get in. The first day you try, you have a hit.
Well, it's interesting because when I saw the film, you know, I always, after this especially, would tell people, you know, you can't believe what you read or what you hear. They, you know, take what they want from a quote. But even they got it in my head that I said 15 little words, just so you know. We're ashamed that the president is from Texas. And when I watched the movie, I saw that actually what I say is something like, just so you know, we're on the good side with y'all. We support.
We don't want this war,
and we don't want this violence. And we're ashamed the president of the United States is from Texas. So it was even interesting to me that they forgot that little bit about not wanting violence and war, which showed, I think, more support for the troops. So not adding that to my quote made it easy for them to say that I didn't support the troops and didn't support America. But so those were the words. What is that, 22 little words?
Natalie, I just wondered if you had any hesitation about that another Bush comment you make in the documentary where you look straight into the camera. I think you're reacting because he's reacting to something you've said, and you say, Bush, you're a dumb, rhymes with duck.
What do I say?
That's what you say.
What?
Fuck.
Yeah.
So does that mean you don't have it, you're not nervous about that being in there?
I don't say Bush, you're a... How do you know who I was talking about? I was talking to the camera guy.
So it's cool it's in there. No nerves about that.
No. You know, I didn't say it on foreign soil. People can't use that one this time. No, you know, when you're making, I didn't say it in public. I didn't say it, you know, to an audience. I was being myself, and that's what documentary is about. And, you know, when I first saw that, I kind of went, but I don't think at this stage I'm pissing off any new people. And again, I was in the United States.
The question is if you have a newfound appreciation for your Canadian fans, given Toronto was the first market, I think, to add a second date, and you've been adding Canadian dates as American cities have canceled
yes,
theirs.
Thank God for Canada.
We actually see that on the film where you roll over to the next Toronto date.
Yeah. The only one we rolled.
Yeah.
yeah, definitely. And a new appreciation for Canadians and our fan base here and different places around the world, just political support. You know, it's a little surprising that the U.S. hasn't necessarily caught on yet. That I think what was great that Cecilia said last night was Canada. What did you say about it being?
I said it was encouraging to have the premiere of this film in a country where what happened to the Dixie Chicks could never happen.
Would never happen here.
You hit Moose Jaw.
That sort of thing should, you know, register with Americans.
I think we all admire for your expressing your opinion, but now a lot of show business personalities often get criticized for expressing their political opinion. Do you think, and I think I know the answer to that, do you think that show business should be a political platform for personalities making their opinion? And have you given anyone advice? And would you give any personalities advice for expressing their opinion?
No, I think people can choose that for themselves. I think what's interesting with us is that we didn't choose that. I wasn't trying to use the stage as a political platform, whereas some celebrities do, and I don't have a problem with that. They know what they're bringing on themselves. I didn't know and couldn't have known what I was bringing on myself. I never in a million years would have dreamed that saying that would have resulted in everything that followed. So even if I had thought about what I was going to say, I still don't think I would have not said it and thought, oh, no, I don't want to say that because I'll get banned from the radio and people will want to kill me. it was just stupid. What I said was just so lame.